Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 22, and it's a Tuesday, October 4th, 2016. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Yes, and welcome to the show, and it's a show that we talk about gay stories, geek topics, and bizarre shit. So, how are you, Ray?
I am doing okay.
Yeah, so Ray just picked me up at the airport today because I just came from a big trek from California and then to Florida, so... Yeah, so I went to see my family this weekend, and I picked up my mom, and we flew all the way to Florida. So she was moving to Florida, so it was kind of hard moving around on a wheelchair. So that was an ordeal.
Yeah.
So it was hard, but
they moved her, got her at the airport, right? You didn't have to do it, right?
Yeah, that's true. It's just that going to the gate, still you have to push around,
yeah.
And I have one carry on. It was manageable because I had she was in a wheelchair. It's easier, so lugging around a wheelchair is not so easy. But then when we reached Florida, everything was easy because my folks were there too. So yeah, it was a big move. Stressful. I think my stress level is going to go really, really low now because this has been a plan that we've been doing for a long time. But yeah, I'm now back home. And yeah, I miss you, Ray.
To your big empty new home.
That's right, because Ray moved out. He's now moving into the Houston area. So what about you? You've been moving.
I moved.
You moved?
I moved.
Are you officially moved? You're just staying here tonight?
Yeah, I'm just staying here tonight, so I don't have to drive all the way back in late.
Mm-hmm.
I'm officially moved. There's just some I gotta come back this weekend or next week or two and clean some stuff up, but other than that.
Okay.
Pick up some little stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right now, my life is in boxes at another house.
So you know how I felt for a long time. I had boxes here a lot, too.
You still have boxes here.
I still have boxes, too.
So, and then Sunday night, on top of all this, I got to go to the Flume concert.
What is Flume? It's the first time I've ever heard of it.
Well, obviously, Maynard, you're not in the know.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Not at all.
But Flume is an EDM DJ.
Oh, okay.
So, and he's got a song out now that's playing on the top 40 stations with, I'm trying to think if her name's Kaya, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's who it's with. But they play pretty rare. But I didn't know, I thought Flume was a band. Honestly, I went to this concert thinking Flume was a band.
It was just the DJ.
Because the kid bought tickets, so we got there and they opened up with these two DJs starting off.
Yeah.
They were the opening act. And then the follow-up act was DJ Cashmere Cat.
That's another DJ.
Another DJ.
For those
Flume
who
took the stage, and it was big light show, Witch Fog Machine.
For those who don't know, EDM is electronic dance music. Okay, so
that kind of music. Boots and pants. So, but it was really good. I liked his stuff. And I liked some of DJ Cat's stuff. I mean, DJ Cashmere, so Cashmere Cat, whatever his name is.
Well, I guess you've been busy this last weekend. So, I was
by the
busy
time
too.
I got home at 1:30, Sunday night, Monday morning, whatever you want to consider it, I was like, oh, God, I'm too old for this crap. Because at the concert, we went and ate at the House of Guys.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then a whole bunch of people from the concert showed up at the House of Guys. So.
Were they goth?
No, it was just hipsters.
Hipsters. Okay.
Yes, they were. It was kind of interesting. All the girls were in hoochie pants, and all the hipsters were in their little jorts.
Gosh.
Wayne jorts did not go out of style. I just want to let you know.
We're just so old now, Ray.
So, but, you know, and we got to the concert, and I walked in, and I was like, I think I'm the oldest one here.
Yeah.
So, I was like, I think I need a drink based on that. So I went up to the bar and he said, what would you like? And I said, a screwdriver. He said, would you like a regular or a double? I said, since I'm the oldest one here, I think you need to make that a double.
Uh-huh.
The bartender laughed at me. So,
okay.
So
he was, yeah. There's so many millennials there, I guess I would say.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Pretty much all. The only older people I saw was security people. And then I noticed at the end of the concert, there's
the sound guy.
This mom and dad got up with probably their 13, 14-year-old son and left. They were down on a couple rows ahead of us, and I didn't see them come in. But mom had a purse and dad, and I was like, yeah, y'all don't like y'all belong here either.
So. Should have. Was the dad cute, though?
I don't know. Couldn't see him. It was too dark. It was a concert. You can't see any faces. So.
I'll see a daddy bear.
There was two. And actually, I posted some videos on Facebook, and there were two Asian boys two rows down from me, mm-hmm. and I thought I had less rhythm. But hipster Asian boys have less rhythm than I do, apparently.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And if you go to my, and if you're on my page, if you go look at the Flume video of the main, like the 2 minute one, you can see them dancing as shadows, and it's pretty funny.
Oh, okay. Oh well, I guess you had some kind of fun last weekend.
It was interesting, to say the least. But moving sucks.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Wish I could help you, but you keep timing it when I'm out of town.
No, you keep timing all your stuff conveniently that when I move, you're out of town.
Wait a second. You planned that. Mine was booked like last month or 2 months ago.
Because you knew ahead of time.
I knew ahead of time? No, I didn't know you were going to move that Thursday before. Anyway, let's go to our stories, Ray. Let's go to the gay Ray.
All right. HIV cure close after disease vanishes from the blood of a British man.
That's good news.
That is good news. This is from the Telegraph.com in the UK.
The 44 Telegraph.co.uk. Yeah. .co.uk.
Okay. Co.uk, yeah. The 44-year-old is one of 50 people currently trialing a treatment which targets the disease even in its dormant state. Scientists told the Sunday Times that presently the virus is completely undetectable in the man's blood, although that he could be a result of regular drugs. However, if the dormant cells are also cleared out, it could be representing the first complete cure. Trial results are expected to be published in 2018, so we still got a couple of years to wait on this.
Yeah.
This is one of the first serious attempts at a full cure for HIV, says Mark Samuels, Managing Director of the National Institute for Health and Research Office for Clinical Research Infrastructure, who are exploring the real possibility of curing HIV. This is a huge challenge, and it's still early days, but the progress has been remarkable. The trial is being undertaken by researchers from the Universities of Oxford, Cambridge, Imperial College London, University College London, and King's College London. HIV is so difficult to treat because it targets the immune system, splicing itself into the DNA of T cells so they not only ignore the disease, but turn into viral factories which reproduce the virus. Current treatments called antiretroviral therapies, ART, target that process, but they cannot spot dormant infected T cells. The new therapy works in two stages. Firstly, a vaccine helps the body recognize the HIV-infected cells so it can clear them out. Secondly, a new drug called Varinostat activates the dormant T cells so they can be spotted by the immune system. More than 100,000 people in Britain are living with HIV, around 17% of them who do
How many people?
100,000.
Okay.
People in Britain are living with HIV, around 17% of who don't know that they have the disease. 37 million are infected worldwide. The first unidentified patient, a social care worker in London, said it would be great if a cure has happened. My last blood test was a couple of weeks ago, and there is no detectable virus. I took part in the trial to help others as well as myself. It would be a massive achievement if, after all these years, something is found to cure people of this disease. The fact that I was part of that would be incredible. Professor Sarah Feidler, a consultant physician at the Imperial College London, added, "The therapy is specifically designed to clear the body of all HIV viruses, including dormant ones. It has worked in the laboratory, and there's good evidence it will work in humans too, but when we're stressed, we're still a long way from any actual therapy. We will continue with the medical test for the next 5 years, and the moment we're not recommending stopping ART, but the future, depending on the test results, may explore this." So we're years away, so don't stop using condoms and PrEP and other things and stuff.
But you know what I'm afraid about this, the negative part here. It's good. It's positive, of course, because there's a cure in the horizon. It's just that this is going to be like very expensive.
I'm sure it's going to be
milked.
Well, it might it might not be expensive in other countries, but in the U.S. it will be very expensive.
Yeah, so it's going to be crazy.
So I mean, I think it's a good thing. I think we need to keep doing the same things we are now to keep from trying to get the virus, which is PrEP and everything. But I hope that a cure is found
very soon.
Very soon. So.
Okay, Ray. So let's go to the geek. It's actually an Amazon Echo competitor. So Google Home. It's called the Google Home. It's kind of interesting. Google Home will be cheaper than the Amazon Echo. It will be available in November. So Google Home The company's competitor to the Amazon Echo is now available for pre-order. It'll cost you $129 as compared to the Amazon Echo, like $179. Used to be $199. So it's cheaper than the Amazon device. Mm-hmm. You can pre-order it today in the U.S., and it will start shipping November 4th. In our brief testing, it was a little smarter than Siri and a lot sharper than Alexa, able to understand context in a question, and it says out information from around the web when Google's knowledge graph didn't have the answer. So the top of Google Home is touch sensitive. Yeah, you just touch the top, and can be used to change the volume or pause whatever it's playing. It has three speakers. Google calls them extrusion speakers, although it's not clear what that adjective means. It's the first time I've heard of extrusion. It sounds painful. So the overall sound quality is a little better than the Echo. Well, but nothing you would replace a serious home system sound system with it. The device is white, and its design was apparently inspired by household items like candles and wine glasses. The bottom grill will be swapped out and come in multiple colors. Google Home works natively with YouTube Music and Google Play Music and comes with 6 months free of YouTube Red. Oh, that's cute. If Google isn't your service of choice for home for music, then you can use Home. But what integrates with it are Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. You can set the default music service of voice commands to be one of these third-party services if you prefer that to Google services. Home also acts as a Chromecast audio receiver, so you can choose to cast the music to any Chromecast-connected television or speakers in the house, and you can play music in multiple rooms at once. There's so many of these already, you know. Siri has, you know, Siri can do pretty much the same thing, and the biggest one, of course, is Amazon Echo, even though the popular ones are Amazon Dot, the small ones. Is it the Dot? Yeah, the small. And now we have another competitor, Amazon Echo. Are you any way interested with this one? Because it can actually, you know, you play music, right, Ray? So don't you like listening to music that way via a speaker outside that is not your phone?
Well, I mean, I usually don't listen to music unless I'm in my car or at the gym. So it wouldn't really do me that. I mean, sometimes, usually, if I'm cooking or doing something, I might, but it's not that often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
and until everything can be totally integrated, these are just like novelty items to me. It's not like
mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure they for now, like the Amazon Echo. With the Amazon Echo, if it is connected to your Samsung Smart Hub, for example, you can actually control, if you have Internet of Things like garage doors or lights, you can actually have it, you know, turn on the lights, turn off the lights, and pair the music, add this to my grocery list, that kind of thing. So if you say Alexa, blah blah blah. So anyway, so I'm interested to see. It's a first generation, something experimental, I should say. It's not something that in our horizon. This is found on our Facebook page on Geek Bazaar. So thank you, Caesar, for that. Okay, let's go to the bazaar, Ray.
Okay, the bazaar this week. Creationist group wants you to tell trick-or-treaters they're going to hell.
Why?
Anti-Halloween creationists have some ideas about the holiday that could turn your home into the least popular trick-or-treat stop in the neighborhood. Instead of handing out candy, Answers in Genesis wants you to give trick-or-treaters fake 1 million bills that warn children if they are the fiery hell that awaits them. If you've ever lied, stolen, or used God's name in vain, reads part of the fake bill with Noah's Ark on the front. The penalty for your crimes against God is death and eternal hell. A bill featuring a picture of a dinosaur is just as pleasant. Have you ever lied, stolen, or hated or dishonored your parents? Have you looked with lust? God says that's the same as committing adultery in your heart. A message on the bill reads as it describes the Ten Commandments. And if you've broken any of the rules, you're doomed. The penalty of sin is death and eternity in hell. Do not try to hide either, because God knows your every thought, word, and deed. Your conscience confirms that you are guilty. Along with selling packs of the Hell Money, Answers in Genesis is also hawking a Halloween Learn and Cheer kit, which contain both sets of bills, a DVD with the Anti-Halloween lecture, and the Anti-Halloween book that appears to be a printed version of an essay from the Evangelical Christian Organization's website. According to the essay, Halloween has evil intent, considerable paganism, and the glorification of sensuality, death, and demons. The group urges churches to host social functions on October 31st to prevent kids from celebrating. If a Christian alternative is not possible in your location, then take advantage of this opportunity to share with people the message of the gospel and how Jesus Christ has conquered death and the forgiveness that can only be found in God when you're greed. Greet trick-or-treaters, the essay reads.
So why is this bizarre? Because the approach now on Halloween? Because
it's...
They give out.
You know, I thought it was bad enough when I posted that I'm going to put a vending machine outside my house for Halloween so the kids can buy their own damn candy. Because I got bills to pay.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's just this weird thing. And somebody that I work with posted something very similar on their webpage that says Halloween is anti-Christian and stuff. And I get that that's their beliefs and stuff, but I don't think if Halloween's not my beliefs, then I don't celebrate Halloween or I don't participate in Halloween.
Well, many Christians do not understand. It really is a pagan holiday.
It is a pagan holiday? But in America, it's a cash cow that it's a capitalist holiday because next to Christmas, Halloween is the next biggest money-spending holiday in the U.S.
That's true. And people get, because of costumes.
Costumes, and decorations,
and
parties, the whole nine yards.
Liquor.
So Halloween is a capitalist thing. So if Halloween's a capitalist day, then capitalism equals greed, and greed equals you're going to hell.
That's right. But, you know, I do have pagan friends, and they celebrate Samhain, or
people say Halloween. And that's perfectly fine. That's what they want to
and
do.
And this is, so these Christian right, these evangelical Christian right, that trying to say that it's all evil and everything, it's not. It's not really. It's totally ignorance, total ignorance in their part. They don't know anything about paganism, and they just say that. Of course, I guess it says in the Bible that pagans are this and that and everything, but it's just total ignorance. I just don't see, because they're all loving, they're all open. I just don't understand why Christians really hate pagans. I don't understand. I know it's just
well, that's the whole thing about Christianity. Everybody else's religion is wrong.
Yeah, that's true. And then specifically pagan, though, because it is a worship.
Pagan,
it is
Muslim, Buddhism, it's all wrong.
That's true. Not necessarily Muslim. Muslim.
No.
Let me explain first. Because Muslim is still.
You're infringing on my beliefs. I do not have to listen to you.
It's Judeo-Christian still. It's part of.
It is not a Christian.
Well,
Eastern religion.
It came from the first four books of it's called the Deuteronomy. Is that right? The first five books of the Old Testament, they are really the same at that point, and then it veered off. So the prophet is different. I mean, as little I know about Muslims.
Muslims are radicals. They should be
destroyed. Don't say that,
they
Ray.
Should be destroyed.
Don't say that,
president.
Ray. Muslims are radicals.
They're religious extremists.
There are
terrorists.
Some of them who are extremists, okay?
I'm just telling you what the right-wing Christian people believe.
Well, yeah.
You can laugh all you want. But they truly believe this crap.
Mm. Well, it's more like they don't believe in this crap. That's why they reject it.
They believe that what they preach is the only right thing and
yes.
the only way to interpret God, and they're the only ones that are right, period.
You know what? That's
like,
funny.
Like Westboro Baptist Church, they believe that everybody else is wrong, and they are right, and you're all going to hell because you don't believe the way they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way this works.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to a friend of mine who has the same thing, that he believes that. He believes that Christianity is the only right thing. I mean, it's his belief. Everybody else is wrong. Yeah, mm-hmm. You have a point. There's some people do think that way. And it's kind of It's kind of, it's not really, I could understand why, because, you know, as a Catholic, growing up Catholic, I mean, I felt the same way. Growing up, I thought, this is the only religion that I know. It is the only, Catholicism is the best thing ever, or the Catholicism is the only true religion ever, you know. But then when you grow up and, you know, just realize these things, that there are more religions that are even older than Christianity, and then they don't necessarily claim that they're the best, or they're the only ones, or the only thing that you should believe in, but they have their own philosophy, like Buddhism, or even Taoism, or Confucianism. And they're all philosophies that are really just totally different and more open.
But they're all wrong because they're not Christian beliefs.
Yeah, so that's what's wrong about it. Okay, so yeah, we're not gonna go religious in this one, Ray. You still go to church, Ray? You don't know.
I haven't been to church in a while. Mm-hmm. I'm taking you to church Thursday night.
Is that what we're doing? Okay.
Well, it's not actually in the church. It's in the church activities.
Oh, that's right. We're going to church. Oh, okay, tell me about what's coming this Thursday.
We're going to see Southern Baptist Sissies.
They're it's a comedy group, right?
No, it is a play by Dale Shores. He did Sordid Lives.
So it's a comedy play.
Sort of.
It has to be.
It's about four gay guys growing up Southern Baptist and what they go through.
Oh, okay. So it could be a drama.
It's drama. It's like I think it's funny, most of the stuff that Dale Shores write, but it has that undertone of truth with Southern religious beliefs.
Okay. I'm excited then. That'd be great. Okay. So I guess that's it. Thank you guys for listening to our show. If you want to, before we go, yeah, thank you very much, Cesar, for the Google articles and everything. So Cesar has been posting on our Facebook page. So facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to contact us, everyone, just send us an email, show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or you can give us a call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327.
Yes, and we haven't had any phone calls lately, so
nobody likes us. Nobody ever calls us.
That's right. So yeah, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and we are now on SoundCloud. I haven't updated SoundCloud because I don't have a full account. You have to pay for it. I'm cheap.
Then why don't we take SoundCloud off of that?
Probably I should. And then we're in Google Play, and soon. And then we are in iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And you can also go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys in the next show. Bye.